Welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Operating Engineers Local 66 and IBEW Local 5. We appreciate their support. Joining us today from Workers Independent News, we've got Doug Cunningham. Doug, welcome back.
Hey, Charles, this is going to be a heavy Monday. Got lots of issues to talk about today. I'll try to get to as many of them as we can. First off, this is very inspirational. Target Workers of the World Unite. This small little workers committee, independent workers committee in Christiansburg, Virginia, that had a five-day strike at a Target store there in late August, have succeeded in one of their demands. They had a manager there that workers had stepped up over the years and alleged had been guilty of sexually harassing workers and making racist remarks, et cetera. And they had gone through official channels at Target to try to object to that, they didn't get any results until this workers' committee called the New River Workers Power came together in Christiansburg, Virginia at this Target store. And that was one of their demands, that this manager be removed. And they have been told by Target now that this manager has been removed, has been fired. And so it's a victory for this small workers committee, but their other demand was that they be recognized to represent Target workers at that store. And one of their spokespersons, a guy who's only using his first name, I know his last name, but we're only using his first name in our reports, his name is Adam, he said that we wanted to show this to other coworkers, that you can actually step up, exercise your labor rights, go on strike, and still keep your job and not get fired. And that's exactly what this New River Workers Power group did. And so they're continuing now with their efforts to improve things for Target workers there at that store.
Well, if you win half the time, it's still a 500% batting average, and nobody who's ever in the union movement expects to win every grievance. But it's a start. It doesn't mean you can't come back to it.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And they're going to continue their efforts there to organize. And it shows that you don't even actually need to be officially in a union to have your rights protected under the National Labor Relations Act. So that was a bit of good news there for that small workers' committee down in Virginia. In Illinois, Illinois home health care workers have filed suit against the governor in Illinois for withholding budget raises that were actually in the state legislature's budget. 48 cents an hour these home health care workers were supposed to get. And they are primarily women of color, these home care providers represented by SEIU in Illinois. And so this is extremely important. Governor Rauner is obligated, they say, to pay this raise, 48 cents an hour for these workers, workers that do a lot of hard work, aren't paid a whole lot of money to begin with. And so any raise at all is important to them. And as I said, it was in the budget. But so far, the state has withheld paying that. So home health care workers have filed a class action lawsuit against the state of Illinois to get to that 48 cents per hour raise that was already in the state budget that they had already won but haven't gotten yet.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
look at workers holding the short end of the stick because the people aren't doing the right thing by workers, right, in America. In America.
Yeah, and this is the guy that spent $20 million of his own money to get a job that pays $200,000 a year. You got to wonder what his motivation was, because obviously it is not working people in Illinois, but that's another story.
Clearly, yeah, that's clearly not his priority, no matter what they might say. I mean, they occasionally get up and try to spin it, guys like Governor Rauner, you know.
Those people really don't want to get paid that much.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. A billionaire withholding a 48-cent-an-hour raise for hardworking home health care workers. Yeah, try to spin that one.
Yeah,
I don't think you can. and once again, another example here, this next piece about labor being on the march and on the move, there's going to be a union election Tuesday and Wednesday for graduate student employees at Boston College. And they have been involved in a three-year effort to organize. And their university, their college, is against them, trying to stay the election, put it off and delay it and stop it and try to, you know, now an anti-union, quote-unquote, anti-union students group has supposedly popped up and just recently to try to oppose them. So they're going to be voting Tuesday and Wednesday, and the workers there are optimistic that they're going to win, but who knows until the vote happens,
Doug, who's paying for the anti-union students group?
I don't know yet, but I'm going to dig into that later today and try to find out more detail about what's happening there.
Yeah, you know, this sounds all too much like they bus them in from other places. They give them T-shirts and they pay them $50 a day to do silly things.
Yeah, and get this, the group first surfaced last Wednesday. It's been a three-year organizing effort, but this group first popped up last Wednesday. Concerned BC grad students, they call them.
Yeah, and my question is you know, quite honestly, does the university know about them? Is this their first contact? And, oh, let's see all of the emails.
Yeah, because there's been anti-union messaging and anti-union actions coming from the university. So Boston College having a union election next couple of days, and that's always a hopeful thing. We don't know yet what the result's going to be, of course. They're voting to affiliate with the UAW, and so we'll see what happens there. Segueing once again on yet another topic here, the NAFTA renegotiations, okay, Canada's role in this is becoming more and more interesting. Canada is putting labor front and center in these negotiations, and they actually say it's a red line that can't be crossed, that this NAFTA renegotiation has to be pro-labor, has to put some worker protections in there. And the president of the largest union in Canada, Unifor, has been front and center in these negotiations. And the business press media is noticing. Bloomberg did a report on this, among others. But that's really interesting because Justin Trudeau there, the fairly new prime minister, is drawing that red line and standing up for labor. And they say that NAFTA has been bad for workers in all of the countries, Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. So it's interesting with all the bluster that Trump did during the election about renegotiating this and improving things for American workers, Canada is really stepping up to the plate and really doing this for America, for workers and for all workers in all those countries. So, and one of their demands, of course, is that the United States drop its anti-union right-to-work laws. That's going to be very interesting with labor having such a prominent seat at this Canadian table at the NAFTA renegotiations.
Yeah, absolutely. So what else you got going on, Doug?
One more thing. The Farm Workers Organizing Committee, FLOC, held a rally and a action in at their convention over the weekend in Toledo, Ohio. And they are doing a boycott of Reynolds American Tobacco on a smokeless cigarette, one of these e-cigarettes. And they say that they've just seen so many abuses in the tobacco fields in North Carolina, South Carolina, Kentucky, wherever there's tobacco, there's violations going on, including wage theft, they say, child labor, issues with pesticides, unfair working conditions, et cetera. And they've been asking Reynolds for the last 10 years to get an agreement with FLOC that guarantees that these farm workers will have freedom of association to join unions, would also mean that farm workers could come together and negotiate with their employer and not have any risk of being fired. And so FLOC's Catherine Crow, an organizer, spoke to Wynn about that over the weekend. And that's something that's very important, obviously, for all workers, but for Farm Labor Organizing Committee workers especially, doing that very hard work in the tobacco fields. So we wish them all the best there, and we'll continue to follow their efforts on those issues.
Absolutely. Doug, always a pleasure. We appreciate it. And, hey, listen, we'll talk to you again soon.
Great, man. Thanks. Good being with you.
Appreciate it. That was Doug Cunningham, Workers Independent News. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.